ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। बाबा हैज बीन रिमाइंडिंग अस टू वर्ड्स इन पर्टिक्युलर फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम, यू नो, एवरी नाउ एंड देन द टू वर्ड्स कीप्स रिपीटिंग। वन इज एवर रेडी एंड द अदर वर्ड इज सडनली, because anything can happen to anyone at any time. When we talk about final moments, it is not necessarily only destruction. It may be final moments of my life. The world can continue, but how long am I going to be in this body? Any one of us know our final moments? No one knows. So we have to be ever ready for any sudden things that will happen, so we will not get shocked or surprised. So that is what is going to determine whether I have passed my examination or not. So I find the present time that we are passing through, it is like preparation for our final examination. Do you agree? Final examination. Because, you know, students have different tests, weekly test, monthly test, yearly, but final examination is to transfer from one class to another, change. So what preparation are we making? We know the final moments can come anytime. Whether it is physical transformation or my own body, changing my body. Am I ready for the final moment? You know, Baba has been telling us two whistles all already blown before we came into knowledge. The one whistle was when Mama left the body. It was an alarm for us to get ready. The second whistle was when Brahma Baba became abhyakt. That was another signal. And now when the third whistle will blow, all of us have gone home. No more. No more whistles after that. So from time to time we are getting signals telling us, hurry up, hurry up. Don't waste any of the treasures of the confluence age. So what we are going to do today is just to look into some of the aspects Baba has been talking in different murlis at different times as a preparation for our final moments. We know that the final moments of this world will be very fearsome. That's why Baba says you need to be Mahavir. You need to have lot of courage to see that. As the saying goes, death to the prey, joy to the hunter. So it will be fearsome. But in order to prepare ourselves, some rehearsals are going on. So we have to be cautious already, seeing the rehearsals. You know, once we ask Dadi Gulzar, how do we know whether it is real, final, or it is rehearsal? So she said, when one element of matter is showing its fearsome form, that is rehearsal. They are rehearsing each by one, sometimes water, sometimes fire, sometimes air. So each element is rehearsing, you know. It's a signal. Final will come soon. So what will be the final? Not only the five elements of matter will all show their tamopradhan form together on one side. On the other side, all the five vices in human beings will emerge with full force. On the third side, all our old sanskaras will come out to say goodbye. And on the fourth side, Maya will wage its final war. So you can imagine, all four things happening at the same time. So how I should prepare myself to go through that test to pass with honor. So the preparation has to be over a long period of time. I can't do last moment thing. I cannot just hurry up and just make up. It's not possible. Whatever practice we have for a long period of time, that is going to be our practice in the final moments also. So, the first and foremost preparation, what I understand from Baba Smurlis, is to make sure I have stocked up, stored all powers, all virtues, and all main points of knowledge. That's the first preparation. Not take it for granted. Oh, I have seven powers, I can manage, you know. I don't have this one, doesn't matter. It does matter. Because at the end, in the final moments, Baba's children have to play the role of being a bestower. And we don't know where we will be, what power I will need for myself. And people who are around me, what they will need. So I should be able to be a bestower of blessing. They just get what they need when they come in front of me. And I also use the right power, right point of knowledge, and pass. So I have to make a rehearsal now. To check myself whether I have the stock of all the powers, all the virtues, all main points of knowledge. So, how do we rehearse? I have to actually use them. When I keep using them, according to the need of time, now, over a period of time, so I have already have the guarantee that I have the stock. Not thinking. This is what Baba says. You are only thinking, embodiment of thinking. No. Embodiment of awareness. So that is very important preparation. You know, just like students get some holidays before exams, study holidays. And I think this is the time we are passing through. So it is like closing account, so stock taking. So we have to spend a lot of time with ourselves, looking into our own stock, so that we feel confident. No matter where I will be, in whichever situation, I am confident that I am able to pass with honors. That's number one important preparation for the final moments. The second preparation I feel is actually keeping the line of my intellect clear. Because in the final moments, there will be no science, no technology working. No email, no telephone, no mobile, no internet. So how are we going to, you know, understand what to do? So I have to make sure for a long period of time, my line of intellect is clear. Because two powers are very important in the final moments. Catching power and touching power. So Baba is there to touch. You know, give us the touching. But I need to catch the touching. So I need to have a very clear intellect. Now say for example, you are in the middle of an earthquake. Recently we heard the news in Chile. They had 8.2, Richter scale. That much. It was already almost like a small tsunami. So when we are in such a situation, I cannot call somebody and ask what to do now. I have only fractions of a second to decide whether I should be inside or outside, upstairs or downstairs, whatever. So if my line of intellect is clear, I make decision and I will be successful. So just check your intellect, how clear it is. If I have a clear intellect, I can have a clear intellect when I am yoga yukt. Yoga yukt means accurately linked in yoga with Baba. See, that is why these days in Sakar Murlis, Baba has been emphasizing on the subject of remembrance. Because it is only when I am yoga yukt, accurately linked in yoga with Baba, my intellect is clear, I get the right intuition, and not only I will be saved, but people who are around me, because of my correct decision, they will also remain safe. So I need to check before having clarity of intellect whether it is clean. If my intellect is not clean, it cannot be clear. So what is the dust that sits on my intellect that removes the clarity? So three things. One is, dictates of my own mind, influence of dictates of others actually make my intellect unclear. So that is why Baba emphasizes on following Srimat. Because it is like a refined petrol for the intellect to have clarity. The second thing that actually removes the clarity is the influence of the company. That is why even Dadi keeps telling us, please take care of the company you keep. Because company influences the intellect. It takes away the clarity. And the third important influence that comes on the intellect is in the form of getting impressed or having disliking towards someone. To get impressed by someone is also a defect. To have dislikingness, hate for someone also removes the clarity, cleanliness. So it is like, seeing the weakness of others, defects of others, so it make my intellect unclean. So I need to take care of these three things to keep my intellect clean always and clear. So I can really listen to Baba giving me intuition what to do. Because in the final moments, you don't know whether you will be the Brahmins or not, where you will be, what you are doing, you know. So I need to be prepared. My intellect is the greatest asset and I must take care of it at all times. Let it not be influenced, you know, have any kind of influence or clarity. That's the second preparation. Over a long period of time, I can't hurry up at the last moment anyway. And the third important preparation, as Baba said yesterday or day before yesterday, Sakar Murli. Hope you remember. Baba says the scene of destruction is going to be very strong. So Baba tells children to practice the stage of being bodiless. This practice is going to save us from being influenced by the surroundings wherever we are. You know, this is why Baba has been emphasizing on soul consciousness. Consider yourself as soul. See others as souls. Experience yourself to be separate from the body. I am dead to this world, you know. So this kind of bodiless stage over a period of time is going to help me to pass with honors. Because at that time, there will be cries of distress on all four corners, people suffering, you know, and many souls will be leaving their bodies out of natural calamities, atomic war, whatever, civil war. So many souls will be wandering in the atmosphere. So if I do not have the practice of remaining bodiless, what will happen? Those souls who are wandering may possess me. So in order to save myself from that kind of influence, if I have the practice of being bodiless, I am not in the body, so other souls cannot come near me. I don't have any fear. And the second reason why Baba says you practice bodiless stage is because at that time you have one thought, I want to leave my body now. At your will, you can leave your body. Because I have been separate from the body for a long period of time, bodiless stage, so with one thought, I am able to leave my body. So don't ever become negligent in this practice. That's why, you know, this traffic control 1 hour, once in an hour, it started actually for us to remind ourselves to practice bodiless stage. But how many of us are keeping that attention, I'm not sure. So as most of us are going back to our places now, and when we go back to our places, we will get even more busier than here. But extreme busyness, that is the time I have to practice extreme bodiless stage. That is when I know how much controlling power I have over myself. So this practice of bodiless stage is going to rescue me from many things around, and I can pass with honor because I am able to detach myself, become bodiless in a second. That's the third preparation. And the fourth preparation, what is important, as we will not have any other means of communication at that time, we need to prepare a wireless set. wireless set, so that I am able to communicate with souls also. I am able to communicate with Baba also. So, you know, they call it telepathy, but this is wireless set. You can't buy one from any telephone company. You got to prepare yourself over a long period of time, and that will be with you. Even if you lose everything you have, that wireless set will help you to get back everything. And what is that wireless set? Wiseless stage. Wiseless stage, not just purity only. Purity is only one aspect of wiselessness. Wiseless, totally free from vices. That's what Bap Dada said, the last mantra before he became avyet. Incorporeal in thought, wiseless in words, egoless in action. That much important it is. If I have any vices within me, you know, I will be attracted towards the atmosphere where that same vice is existing. So I lose power within myself. So complete purity, you know, even if I have a trace of laziness, even if I have any form of carelessness, that is also impurity. Waste thought is also impurity, because the root of waste thought is vices. So from now on, give your time and energy to prepare your wiseless set. So when all people will lose all their communications, we will have total confidence within ourselves that we are going to be successful, we are going to emerge as victorious souls, because we are confident we have means of communication. That's very, very important. Stage of being totally wiseless. Another important aspect of preparation for the final moments, what Baba says, is fearlessness. Because at that time, it is fearsome scene, you know. As I said, all four kinds of, scenes, elements, vices, sanskaras, maya, all four waging war forcefully. So if I have any type of fear within myself, the outside fire will catch my inside fire. So I will be affected. So that is why Baba says, to face the final moments of destruction, you got to be fearless. You know, we talk about two things, fearlessness and courage. Which comes first? Courage is the virtue. Fearlessness is the quality. So only when you are fearless, you will have courage. That is why courage is defined as, courage is where there is no fear. So check yourself. All of us got one type of fear or the other. No, I'm talking about myself too. You know, because there are so many types of fears. So even if any type of fear is there, it will make me become weak. I will not have the courage to draw help from Baba. So over a period of time, I have to really look into myself and find the antidote to overcome that fear. If you cannot find, you talk to your seniors, you know, just like patients. They help themselves with small medicine when they get little headache and this thing like that. when it is too much, they have to go to the doctor. So it is better if I cannot help myself before the final moment comes, take help from the seniors, find the antidote and overcome. Because Baba has mentioned it, whatever fear you got, you will be exposed to the situation where you need to face. So that is why I cannot oversee, you know, because I will be placed in a situation where I am having the fear. Say, for example, some people are scared of looking at the blood. They are very courageous otherwise, but the moment they see a drop of blood, they faint. So that means there is some subconscious mind, you know, that they have to overcome so that they can face that fear. So we need to actually become fearless. You know, not just fearless in giving lectures or, you know, doing service of Baba alone. Not is not that much, but total fearlessness. That is also very, very important. Even for my own final moments. You know, some souls, they are in the deathbed, but they are not dying. Sometimes people are waiting for them to die because they are fed up looking after them for so long. But why is that the soul is not leaving the body? Some kind of fear. You know, subconsciously, something they are holding on to. Until they let go of it, the soul cannot leave. So that is why we say that don't keep any grudges, don't keep any resentment, don't keep any bitterness for anybody. Because in the final moments of your life, that will become an obstacle. Because you cannot speak about it, but it comes into your conscious mind and it does not allow you to pass through your life smoothly. That is for my individual self, but to face the final moments in the world, you know, when we are amidst all kinds of chaos, even that also needs to be fearless. So it is time for us to look deep into ourselves and find the antidote and cure it before the time comes. And another important preparation Baba keeps reminding us from time to time is the stage of being a detached observer. Very, very important. Because I have to see everything. I know everything. But yet I have to remain above it. Only then I can help others. If I am not a detached observer, I myself get affected, so I cannot help others. So this stage of being a detached observer, which is again total soul consciousness. You know, we say detached observer. That means I, the soul, have to see myself separate from the body, detached. Then I can observe. So to be a detached observer means to have an aerial view. You know, helicopter view. So you can see everything and you can bestow without getting affected. That is called death to the prey, joy to the hunter. You know, you are not affected, but at the same time, you are bestowing souls what they need. Because at that time, the souls don't want any food, any money, any physical things. All they need is that spiritual support. You know, moral support, the powers, the virtues, whatever. So at that time when they get it, they feel God has helped them. They may not look at you, who it is, but they feel that God has heard them and God has given this help. So this is why Baba keeps telling us how important it is to practice the stage of being a detached observer. Why we are able to experience not affected? Because when you are detached observer, your companion is Baba, Sakshi and Sati. To have Baba's company means to have all powers. And so I am unaffected by whatever is happening around. Just like Baba, you know. Baba is detached, so he is not affected. Whatever we are going through, so he knows everything, he sees everything, but he is not affected. And he don't stop giving whatever he has to give. So we are able to serve the world as angels. That is the role we have to play in the final moments. Not any more Brahmins. Ask somebody to come and take 7 days course. They will be emergency cases, no? So you have to give them oxygen instantly. That is when they consider you as God's child. That is when they will recognize God through Baba's children. So that is why I need to lift the feet of my intellect beyond this body and practice being detached. It's not isolating myself. It is not becoming dry. It is not don't care. But you are there and yet you are not affected. That is why the example of lotus flower is always given. No, live like a lotus. So I can check myself, even in my daily routine, if I am not detached, you know, my feelings, my emotions, immediately is reaction. If I am not detached, even with my idea, you know, sometimes we are detached from our bodily relations and bodily things very easy. But we hold on to our ideas, you know, our plan. So when that is not being accepted or that is being rejected, reaction. So when I go beyond reacting, you know, not tilting towards positive, not tilting towards negative. It's like going in the neutral gear. So you see everything, you know everything, and yet you are moving forward, not affected. So this seat is very important to see the final moments. There is no other seat, the seat of being a detached observer. That would help us a great deal. So, of course, it starts by practicing soul consciousness. You know, in my daily routine, consciously I have to practice soul consciousness. So, I develop the habit. You know, I develop the habit of being soul conscious. Then only I can be detached. Then I can observe without getting affected. That's also another practice over a period of time that would help us to face the final moments. Because it will not be too long actually. The final moments will be not like, you know, ages. It will be a very fast scene, but that is when the result will be declared. So that is why Baba says your examination is only of 1 second. And your question is also becoming detached from the body and conquer attachment. But which place you will have this exam, that is not fixed. So preparation for that final exam has to be always ever ready. I remember Jagdish Bhai used to say, in the Laukik school, the students can become a bit careless about their final exam because they know the date, they know the place, but they don't know their question paper. So they can be a little bit careless, because they know when the date comes, I will prepare. I know the place also. But ours is unique. We know the question, but we don't know the place. We don't know the date. Many times Baba's children ask Baba, Baba, why don't you tell us the date of destruction? So we can be ready. Baba says, if I tell you the date of destruction, you become date conscious, not soul conscious. Not only that, if Baba tells you the date, everybody will pass with honor. But the results have to be out when things happen suddenly. So for each one of us, the final examination may be different place, different date. Not the same date, not the same time, not the same place. But the time for that examination is fixed, 1 second. Question is to be totally destroyer of attachment, embodiment of soul consciousness. Question is the same, whether you are 75 years in Gyan or 75 days. But the only thing that is not fixed is date and place. So you can imagine we have to be always ever ready, isn't it? Anytime, it could be final moment. So that's why Mama used to say, during those 1936-38, in the beginning itself, Mama's direction was consider every moment as your final moment. So you will not be careless. Any time I can leave my body, ever ready. You know, when Chandramani Dadi left the body, that is when Baba brought this lesson into our notice. Because Chandramani Dadi was very healthy. She was not sick. She read the Murli in the morning. She took leave from all the double foreigners, you know, and then she went for service. And she said she will come back in 3 days. And suddenly, we heard this news. That is when Baba said, anything can happen to anybody suddenly. Be ever ready. Don't keep anything for later. You don't know. You know, I read one slogan on the car the other day. If you make appointment to meet God at 11 o'clock, you may die at 10:30. So you never made that appointment. So what it means is, don't postpone things what you have to do. You know, I tell you one practical example. There was one brother in Bombay. This is real story. Ramesh Bhai told us. He was going to Gam Devi Center and he was a kind of a trusty brother. So he had willed everything, written the will. And only thing he did not do is he had not put his signature. So he thought he will do it later. Suddenly he died. So after he died, you know, when the trans messenger went to offer bhog, he was crying in front of Baba in the subtle region. And he was asking Baba, Baba, can I sign the will through the trans messenger? What would Baba say? Sorry, cannot. Because, you know, even though he wanted, he willed everything to Baba, but it did not go to Baba because it was not signed. That much delay only. So you can imagine, he did not expect he was healthy. Suddenly, heart attack. So that is why Baba says, don't postpone anything that you want to do good for yourself. Do it when you get the thought. In Hindi also we say, an auspicious task, never delay. Baba's slogan was, Whatever you have to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. Now or never. Death has no discipline. Same thing, you know, there was one brother in Mexico. He wanted to actually contribute some contribution to Baba's Yajna. So he thought, okay, today is, I will do it tomorrow. So what happened? The currency of that country, you know, got devalued. He did contribute to Baba next day, but he did not get the same value as he could have got it if he had done a day before. You know, that much difference. So for our own final moments also, we have to make sure we do whatever we have to do. So we have to make sure no karmic accounts are left to be settled. All my karmic accounts are settled. Just like, you know, when you have to migrate from one country to another country, what do? You make sure that you pay all your bills and you settle all your accounts and you are free to move to another place. So such should be my personal preparation. All accounts settled, no new accounts. Because if there is a new account I am creating, I will be pulled back. So that is why we have to be very careful for our own final moments. No more karmic accounts with anybody. New accounts. And all accounts settled. In other words, in one word, I would say, karmatit stage. The preparation I have to make for my final moment is to reach karmatit stage, which means all karmic accounts settled. You know, one day somebody asked Dadi Janki, is it possible for Brahmins to perform akarma, neutral karma now? Dadi said yes and no. No, because the soul has not even settled its vikarmas. Vikarma means sins. So how can you think of doing neutral action? Neutral action is only possible when you have excess of good karma in your account. You have settled all your accounts and still you got excess of good karma. So then only you can think about neutral action. Now what Brahma Baba is doing now? Baba has already finished all his karmic accounts. So now it's neutral action. All the action that Baba is doing through the transmedia, it's an account of charity which is used for our sustenance. So it is possible to perform neutral action only when I have settled all my bad karmas and have excess good karma in my account. That is why in golden age, we don't perform any vikarmas, only neutral action. Because we have accumulated so much of good karma in our account. So for our own personal final moments, I have to make sure I come close to my karmatit stage. And of course, when I become 100% karmatit, I will merge this effort form into my perfect form. One more important preparation we all need at present, both for our final moments and for the destruction moment, is an attitude of unlimited disinterest that is lacking in us still. Baba said in one Murali that the world will transform when all people living on this earth have an attitude of disinterest. That is the moment the world changes. So in order to bring that attitude of disinterest in the people's life, Brahmins need to have unlimited disinterest. Unlimited means everlasting, not crematorium disinterest. Now we have crematorium disinterest, you know? Like when we are in a bhakti, in a retreat, you know, we feel so disinterested. We say, okay, what is this life? I don't want this. And then after coming out of that, after a few days, go back to the same lifestyle. That should not happen. So we have disinterest to our body. We have disinterest to our bodily relations. We have disinterest even to the material comforts. But the one aspect that is missing until now is disinterest for our own old sanskaras. When all the Brahmins have unlimited disinterest for our own sanskaras, that is the moment people in the world will have disinterest for the world. You understand the connection? So I need to check myself. Why is that I don't have the disinterest, you know, for my own old sanskara? So I have not realized that it is alien. We have not realized it is alien. That's why until now we keep using the word, oh, it is my old nature, it is my old sanskara. It is not mine. It is stolen goods. It is actually borrowed from Ravan, not mine. But we have made it as our mind to such an extent, we have authority over them, right over them. That is why we use the word of right, my nature, my sanskara. Actually, it is not. So it is time for us to really create disinterest by bringing in that feeling of alien, acquired. This is not mine. You know, even by mistake, if you pick up somebody's handkerchief or something, do you feel comfortable having it in your bag? You feel so uncomfortable until you throw it away. This is not mine. So do you feel that kind of disinterest for this sanskara? So, of course, sometimes some Brahmins have that disinterest only from the head. So they change for a while. But because it is not from the heart, it comes back. So what we need to do to create that disinterest is to burn the seed of that sanskara. That is why Baba said you need to have volcanic remembrance. You need to have fire of yoga. Only then the seed of that sanskara will be burnt. Now my yoga has to be so powerful, volcanic, that it can reach to my subconscious mind. Deep subconscious mind, the seed of that sanskara. When that happens, the world change. Everybody in the world will have an attitude of disinterest. So it is not just, you know, you cannot renounce something without having disinterest. Now many times we ask this question, which comes first, renunciation or disinterest? It is disinterest first. When you really feel something is rubbish, something is dirt, something is alien, you don't want to keep it. But because we have not had that kind of attitude, we are still sustaining it, saying my sanskara, it's my nature, you know. So it stays, it grows, we get watering that seed. So now it is time for us to realize. Of course, you know, whether we do it or not, when the time comes, it will bring that disinterest for us. But then the time will get the credit. We don't get the credit. That's why Baba says, don't become the student of the time teacher. Agyanis will learn from the time teacher. But for jnani souls, time should not be the teacher. Time will make us change, definitely. But then the credit goes to the time, not to me. So that is why, you know, the pass with honor list, 108, 16,000, number one, number wise. Because we allow time to teach us. So we must really learn from two teachers only. Baba, if not Baba, the second teacher is drama. Finish. Because Baba teaches us every day, we learn from Baba, but sometimes we are careless. So then drama scenes comes in front of us that we have to learn. But if I don't even take the teachings from drama teacher, then time will ring the bell. But that is too late. So that is why we have to wake up. We have woken up from the sleep of slumber, but we have not woken up from the sleep of carelessness and laziness. So if I want to really become alert, to be ready for anything that may happen, either for my body or for the world, I have to really create that disinterest. Total, unlimited disinterest. Not temporarily, but permanent. So once I have recognized it as alien, I never touch it back again. Then only I return to my original eternal sanskara, and then the world will return to its own way. So I have to help the elements of matter to reach to their center point. I am the one who has disturbed them because of my body consciousness. It is my duty now to allow them to return to their center point by returning to my own original eternal sanskara. So when each one of us return to our original eternal sanskara, the world will be purified. The world returns to its original state of golden age. So these were some of the signals Bhaktada has been giving us from time to time, warning children to be ready for sudden happenings, the final moments. It will not be declared. It will not be announced. It will happen just suddenly. So that is why let us remind ourselves, you know, every moment of our life is the last moment. If I have to leave my body now, what will be my state? Then my final thoughts leads me to my destination. Death has no discipline. Death has no calendar. It comes, it comes. Even the final moments of the world, we don't have to tell people nowadays. They are telling us, this is happening, this is happening. Even recently also, you know, they are warning about the climate changes that is going to happen soon in the world. They are telling what is happening. But we have to become the conqueror of Maya, conqueror of matter. Not depend on any objects made out of five elements. So what is necessary is sadhana, spiritual endeavor, and not depend on physical facilities. So if I depend on physical facilities, I will be deceived. But even if I have the physical facilities, but I use my sadhana, spiritual endeavor, that will help me to pass with honors. So that is what is called real tapasya. Sadhana means concentration on one with determination. Under any circumstances, whether any facilities are available or not available, it doesn't allow my intellect to fluctuate. So when we keep these kind of tips in front of us, so we will not blame Baba at that time. Baba, you did not tell us. You know, Baba has told us all the preparations. The only thing we have to pay is attention on ourselves. This is what happens in Brahmin life. You know, when our attention turns towards others, we drift ourselves away from our original attention, and that is when we get deceived. So maybe as we are all returning to our places, we take some of these inspirations to prepare ourselves wherever we are. When those moments comes, because we are ready, we don't have any regret. And when such souls leave their body, or such souls are, even though they are not in Madhuban, they will be serving the world. You know, I remember when I came to Gyan in 1968. No, at that time they were saying in 76 destruction will happen, and those who are in Yoga Yuk, they will come to Madhuban. And those who are not, they will stay wherever they are. So we were all very much worried. We want to come to Madhuban before 76. Stay here. So we used to have such powerful yoga bhattis and yoga to make sure that then now we understand actually it is not physically coming to Madhuban, wherever you are. But if you are yoga yuk, accurately linked in yoga with Baba, Baba will be using you as an instrument to serve the world. That is why in Bible they show angels on the mountain, you know, flying on the mountain, giving light to the world. So we have to play that role. So I need to make sure that I am instrument for Baba to use me at that time. So prepare myself to be such instrument that Baba can, just like Baba is now flying all around the world, giving sakash to people, bhagats, scientists, Brahmins, so we are able to join Baba and help in world service. So these were some of the thoughts which I just wanted to share. So take whatever inspiration you feel like you want to work on yourself as you leave Madhuban this time, so that for the next 6 months until we come back for the next season, so we become very strong, as Baba has given us the title, Mahavir, not to be scared of anything, because my companion is Baba, the one whose companion is God Almighty, nothing can do, no storms can, wind can touch. But I have to have that companionship all the time. So then others can see God through us under such difficult situations. So have a wonderful time for the next 6 months until we come back to give our proof of love to Baba when Bab Dada comes for the next season. Om Shanti. So we have half an hour meditation now. Use this time also to become totally soul conscious, become bodiless, incorporeal, and just be with Baba in the soul world. Not to think about where I have to go, what I have to do. Just that concern, now I have to go home. So I'm going home to Baba in my bodiless stage. And I see myself as a dot in corporeal soul with my eternal sanskaras, like God in the incorporeal world and in the tree of incorporeal souls. Just be that for the next half an hour. we all, this body is like a car, so the driver can park the car where you are, but the driver can go back to the home from where it came. And it should not take too long. With one thought, in 1 second, I can fly as a point of light beyond gravity into the world of golden red light, sweet silence. I become aware of myself as a tiny point of light in the center of my forehead, separate from this body. Pure consciousness. With one thought, I lift myself beyond this body. I move beyond gravity. Into the dimension of golden red light. I am light. I see many points of light like me. In this home of souls. I am pulled by one special light, the Supreme Light. I come closer and closer. I touch the light of God. I am lost in the Supreme Light. My original sanskaras, eternal sanskaras emerge. I, the being of light, I am lost in the ocean of light of the Supreme. I become like the Supreme. I am suspended in this ocean of light. In the home of souls, the golden red light. No thoughts, no action, just the awareness, the light. In the ocean of light, merged. In the love of the Supreme. radiant light, like a lighthouse. In the rays of light of the Supreme. No sound, silence, sweet silence, just the awareness. Just the
आँखों में